Here in Idaho, we have had historically low unemployment, but have we hit the bottom with that, in particular in the Magic Valley? According to estimates from the Idaho Department of Labor, South Central Idaho's unemployment ticked up 0.1% to 2.6% in July. That is the same unemployment rate the county had at this time last year. It could just be a leveling out after months of unemployment being lower than it has been. But we wanted to dig in a bit deeper and find out what this means for the Magic Valley and even Idaho as a whole. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Jan Roser, a state economist with the Department of Labor. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Chema.
So let's just get right to it. So we have seen historically low unemployment rates in Idaho, but even lower in the Magic Valley. And is that because of just there is so much growth in business that's coming to that area of the state?
We have been, I'd like to say we've been very lucky, but I think it's been a very planned effort on a number of people's parts. And there's quite a team Magic Valley that works towards attracting a lot of businesses. So even during the Great Recession, we saw a lot of growth going on then, and certainly we lost jobs. Everybody lost jobs. Mm-hmm. However, it didn't go down as low as a lot of places. And so we've just kind of continued up that projectile, and I think at some point we do have to start leveling out. Certainly there are countries in the world that have not had any type of downturn. I think the only example I can really think of is Australia mm-hmm. for the last 25 years. But typically we do see some type of contraction occur, and we never know when it's going to happen. But this is some leveling out that we haven't seen in the past. We typically have a cushion between the state rate and our regional rate of usually anywhere from a half a point to a point, and now we're about the same. We're getting really close to the state, I guess is what I'm saying, and we're really close to what we were last year, which is unusual. We have been falling ever since the recession winded up.
So why is it unusual to be at the same place that you were a year ago?
Because there's so many employers out there looking for workers, and so we just anticipate that we just keep falling and falling. However, this is an unusual time. July is kind of one of those stagnant months in which we don't always see a lot of movement. Typically, our high employment months, because we have so much agriculture, we have so much manufacturing that supports the commodities that come out of the fields, but we also have certain bouts of retail, too. We're a huge consumer base, and so you start building up for the holidays. So we see October usually as our high employment month. So we could anticipate a little bit lower when October comes, but what are we going to do in between that time? That's the question that I have, too.
Right. And then do you, in the Magic Valley, I mean, there is a lot of manufacturing. We know
there
that.
Is.
I mean, we see the big plans like Chobani, Cliff Bar, you know, more businesses like that moving into the area. So looking for specific employees. So where are you seeing the area of higher unemployment? Is it manufacturing? Where are those pockets?
Well, in this last month, it is a very short time frame to look at. So
right.
Some little tick up could be the fact that, yes, we did have a little uptick in manufacturing, but it could be that they maybe put a line down to do some maintenance. There's lots of reasons why people might go on unemployment for short time periods. We haven't had any big layoffs except for that same retail closures that most everybody saw across the state and across the nation. Macy's, JCPenney's, Sears, we had Old Navy close. But as soon as they closed, we had people moving into those spots. And
really interesting.
Oh, yeah. We have probably about 250,000 people that come into Twin, including Twin, of course, to shop. We have people that come from northern Nevada. We have people coming, of course, from Blaine County, the Sun Valley area. They come down and shop at Costco. We have people coming from Glens Ferry. We have people coming from Burley in those outer rural areas. And so there's a lot of people coming in, and everybody kind of hangs out around the bridge, all the retailers and the restaurants, because they don't want to drive very far in. But now they're starting to. Twin Falls has really developed their downtown. So they're starting starting to go into the downtown area and enjoy some of the restaurants and the ambiance.
So, Eva, I'm speaking with Jan Roser. She's a state economist with the Idaho Department of Labor. We're talking about unemployment, but specifically in the Magic Valley, saw a slight uptick in July. I mean, a tenth of a percent doesn't seem to be that significant.
No.
But, you know, it's not a trend necessarily. It's just there's an uptick. So wait until October, like you said, to see what really happens between July and October when the Magic Valley sees larger employment.
Exactly. We have a lot of commuting that goes on within our counties, too. We have a lot of straight roads. People like to drive. They like their vehicles. They don't mind traveling 25, 20 minutes to mm-hmm. go to their employer. They like to have some ground around their home to maybe have some livestock or a big garden. And so people like living out there and commuting. And so some of the uptick occurred in some of our smaller counties that feed into places like Blaine County. That seems to be where some mm-hmm. of that occurred. And it could just be some seasonal adjustments. The heat impacts things, the weather, absolutely. And we did have a lot of heat going on. Who knows? You know, I'm sure the roofers were not out working
in the
109 degree weather. So it is a minor blip. It probably will not continue, but we're just not sure where the future holds as far as this continued expansion. It's pretty amazing. And one thing I didn't comment on either is that we've had those big manufacturers that you mentioned, like mm-hmm. Clif Bar and Chobani, but now we're having the supply chain come in and support those big companies. We've had Fabri-Kal move into Burley, and they supply a lot of plastic products for Chobani. And they also provide them for Dannon, which is in northern Utah. And so that's a nice in-between spot.
Yeah.
Our areas that are right on I-84 really do well because there's just a lot of trucking that occurs. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a really prime location.
And Idaho as a whole, our unemployment rate stayed the same, 2.9% in July. And that's the 11th consecutive month that the state mm-hmm. unemployment rate has been below 3%. Do you think that's going to remain like that, or will we see some ups and downs just as a state as a whole? I mean, there's such tremendous growth in our state. I feel like we talk about it all the time. But, you know, is it just kind of part of growing pains is that we see these numbers kind of, you know, leveling off sometimes, or will it continue to be low?
We do worry about our workforce. Quite frankly, we see our civilian labor force growing, but maybe not as fast as the jobs that we project will be growing. And so we just recently have our new projections out for occupations and industries. And we project those over a 10-year time period, 2016 to 2026. And we do show that we're going to have more jobs than we will have workforce growing if things continue along this same projectile. It's not as big of a gap as it was the last time we did our projections, just because we don't feel the growth rate is keeping up. We anticipate that things will slow down a little bit over the next 10 years compared to what they were, just because there's so many baby boomers exiting the workforce. And we certainly have millennials coming in, but they're different jobs. And there's a lot of jobs that don't require, they don't require skills that make the job very interesting. And so those jobs have constant churn. And that's what most of our projections we find are. It's turnover, people exiting an industry, exiting an occupation. Of course, the retirements with baby boomers. There's a lot of movement in the labor market. And so it's really an interesting time to watch it. That's for sure.
And I would think, too, with your projections of 10 years, I mean, how do you project like something like a large corporation coming in?
Yeah, or we can't.
You can't, right?
We can't. So a lot of it is regression, what we call in a regression analysis, in which we've kind of looked at how the growth trends have gone in the past. But we do try to insert some intelligence based on things like the automation that's occurring and the losses that might be happening in manufacturing. Idaho is very counter-cyclical in a few industries like agriculture and manufacturing, where employment has really dropped off in the rest of the nation. Mm-hmm. But we've continued to grow, and in some cases grow quite fast. Manufacturing has not grown super fast. It has in my area, but not in the rest of the state because of automation. the jobs and the wages have grown, which is really nice. The skill levels that they require for that automation is really great.
And because of that, I mean, when you look at the Magic Valley, I mean, like you talked about with when you come into Twin Falls, it is, I mean, you get over that bridge and it is retail everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And I think every time I go to Twin, there is something new there.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's why it has caught a lot of people's attention. It's an area that is attracting families, but it's also attracting retirees. It's growing on both ends of the age spectrums. And that's really important for communities. I think it keeps them healthy because they're not overdoing the schools, but certainly the schools are having growth. They don't have empty schools. We don't have a lot of empty storefronts because there are people coming to shop in the area. And some of them are retirees. The restaurants are really thriving from the retirees because they don't want to cook anymore. They've spent their whole life cooking.
Right.
They
want
to go out and enjoy a restaurant.
They're like, finally, we can enjoy a restaurant.
Yeah.
I just think this is a fascinating conversation, and it is going to be really interesting to see how all of this plays out, not just in the Magic Valley, but across the state, even in the next year.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we will see something happen, and we just hope it's not a bad thing.
Right. Fingers crossed it's good,
exactly.
Right? Well, I'd like to thank my guest today, Jan Roser, a state economist with the Idaho Department of Labor, specifically looking at the Magic Valley. Thank you again for coming in today.
Thank you. My pleasure.